whenever I was a baseball player a long time ago and I was having trouble hitting a fastball, I normally knew how to fix it and give myself a better chance at least to try and hit it. Now, you know, I think with Drew Storen and Brett Cecil, to me it looks like the mile per hour is down. I would think with pitchers it's a little harder just to go, hey, maybe I should widen out, or, you know, as a hitter, that's what you basically you could say. I could widen out, just try and use my hands and go the other way. How hard is it when a guy's not there with his mile per hour to all of a sudden just say, hey, I'm going to throw it a couple miles an hour harder the next day?
Yeah, it doesn't really happen that way. It's, you know, sometimes it's a situation where you kind of got to look at some mechanical stuff, I know, but sometimes you're just a little bit behind and you got to, you know, and the worst thing you can do as a pitcher, if you see a little lack of velocity, is try to step on it. And, you know, sometimes that can happen, and that's when, you know, the command leaves you and then you're in a mess. So, you know, I think for Drew right now, you know, the velo's down a little bit. We've actually talked about it just briefly, not spent a lot of time dwelling on it, that's for sure, but there might be a couple of mechanical things we can look at, you know, looking back at Washington and now and comparing notes and that sort of thing. But, you know, I think his biggest thing right now is just, you know, to locate. And, you know, he's a professional and he's a competitor. So I know he's frustrated, but he is going to be a big part of this. You know, last night, really, we were just trying to get him in for an inning of work and didn't want to leave him out there for that matter. And that's why I brought in Venditti. I'm sure, you know, Drew feels they could have got out of that with a ground ball, but, you know, I think right now we just need to get him in a consistent rhythm on the mound and, you know, getting some work in and work through this thing.
You know, this is a guy who was a closer last year and then, of course, lost the closing job in Washington to Jonathan Papelbon. I've got to think when you talk about getting him in a routine, getting him in a rhythm, you know, it's got to be a little different for Drew being in this type of a bullpen where – yeah, you know, I think quite frankly, he came into spring training and probably thought, I got a shot at being the closer here, which, you know, that would be human nature. I got a shot at being the closer here. Now he finds he's in a setup role, but he's also in a bullpen that has a lot of options. It's Drew Storen, I don't think, has been in this situation for a while, has he?
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, and I'm not, you know, privy to everything going on in Washington, and you know, it is what it is. But, you know, here he definitely came in. I'm sure once you're a closer in your mind, you always want to be the closer, and you kind of have that routine of closing out games. So setting up and pitching the seventh or eighth inning at times and you know, depending on the lineups and kind of playing it accordingly and playing the game out is difficult, I guess, when you're not the closer, a little more difficult. So, you know, he's settling in. And honestly, you know, before the last couple of games, before that seventh inning against Chicago, you know, I really felt like we were settling in. And, mm-hmm. you know, I thought, you know, Cease was throwing the ball better. He felt good about where he was at. You know, I look back at that pitch to Eaton. It was a decent breaking ball. It was a ground ball up the middle, you know, that, you know, if it's a little more bite on that curveball, it's strike three. If it's a few feet to the left or right, you know how that goes. Mm-hmm. You know, it could have been coming off the high five. So it's just a situation where it unraveled on Monday last night. Just never really had a chance in that game. But I think we'll bounce back. I do. I think, you know, overall, those guys have been throwing the ball well. I think the starters have been doing a nice job. I think the relievers were starting to settle in. And just had a little bit of a setback. So I expect them to bounce back tonight and to get hot. I really do.
Petey, you know, they always say that hitting's contagious. Well, you know, out of the bullpen, my first question is, can pitching be contagious? And, you know, you look at your bullpen, and Roberto Osuna is your best bullpen arm right now. Is there any chance that just to add a little bit of confidence to everybody else in big spots, whether that's the seventh inning with two outs, the eighth inning leading off the eighth inning with the 2-3-4 coming up as certain lineup up a run, maybe see Osuna come in that spot just to add some confidence to the rest of the guys? Would you ever do that? And is pitching contagious?
Yeah, it is contagious, and sometimes when, you know, when you're in a rut, it kind of rubs off a little bit. But I know when the bullpen rolls and guys are what we say picking, you know, handing off the baton to the next guy, and they're coming in and picking them up, that's when things get rolling. And, you know, they find their roles and they settle in. And we just haven't. I thought we were there. We just, I guess, we weren't quite there. But I think we will get there. You know, and as far as Osuna coming in the seventh or the eighth, I don't see that happening right now. You know, maybe for a four out save, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that we haven't discussed, you know, as far as bringing him in any earlier. I want to keep him in his routine as best he can, to be honest with you. But I still believe that Cecil is, you know, he was one pitch away from obviously having a solid outing in his last one and would be, you know, mentally in a great place. Instead, he's coming back to the park. The good thing about him, he wanted to pitch yesterday. He wanted to get right back in. And even if it was 3 days in a row, he wanted to pitch. So he's chomping at the bit to get back out there. I think he's going to be absolutely fine. I think he'll get on a nice roll. You know, Drew, we'll get in there when we can and get him confident and rolling again. His stuff is certainly good enough to pitch the seventh or the eighth inning in a major league game. He's got tremendous sink. The velo might be down a little bit, but he has to locate a little better. His breaking stuff is fine. His changeup is outstanding. So I do think we have the pieces down there, and I really believe before the last night and a half, it was settling in. So I expect us to get back on track tonight and over the weekend.
Hey, Pete, is there any scenario you see other than he gets to an innings limit that would see Aaron Sanchez back into the bullpen? In other words, you know, could anything – and I understand this may be entirely out of your hands in some ways as well, yeah, but could anything happen in the next 3 weeks that would make that happen earlier than, you know, waiting for Aaron to get near that innings limit?
No, I would say not. I mean, I think this bullpen, I think as an organization, we still feel pretty strong about the guys down there. You know, Aaron's in his role right now. He's doing a great job. You know, three out of his four starts have been outstanding. You know, we look forward to seeing him pitch Friday night. So I don't see that as a scenario. You know, I think I still believe that Chavez, Gavin Floyd, you know, Storen, Cecil, Osuna, can do the job in those late innings. You know, if it comes to the point after a few more weeks where we're still in this situation, you know, then obviously there might have to be some changes. But I believe that this group can do it. You know, I know, you know, Dane and I feel the same way. I think the front office and Gibby does as well. So we just got to, you know, find a way to get them to settle in completely and get on a roll. And I truly believe that these guys will do it. They're capable of doing it. They've done it before, especially Brett Cecil and Drew Storen. And I think they know how to get big league hitters out. So I think they'll find their groove, and I do believe their better days are coming.
Petey, when spring training started, I was the guy that said Sanchez needed to go in the bullpen because the unknown was the starting rotation. Well, right now, you know, I got a little egg on my face because – it seems like the rotation is one of the best in the American League. To you, from day one in spring training, what's been the biggest difference in that rotation?
You know, I always felt this group was going to be pretty good. I mean, I still think there's a long way to go, obviously, and they got to continue to show that consistency. But I like the group. You know, Stroman, you know, aside from, you know, coming out of a couple of contests and runners scoring, he's been outstanding. You know, he's done a really nice job getting late, deep into ball games every time out. You know, Estrada's done his thing. Happ has been a real, I guess, a pleasant surprise, pitching even better than I thought he would. So he's been outstanding. You know, and Aaron done a tremendous job. So the biggest thing for me is for those guys are throwing strikes. They're pounding the zone. Their stuff is outstanding. They're changing speeds, you know, and using their secondary stuff accordingly. I think Jay Happ's secondary stuff is much improved. I think Sanchez's secondary stuff is improved. You know, Marco keeps hitters off balance. So, you know, overall, they're not overpowering guys. You know, Sanchez certainly can be at times, but they rely on movement. They rely on location and changing speeds, and they've all done a great job of that, even Stroman, for that matter. So, you know, I think the rotation has been solid. I think it'll continue to be solid. Ari Dickey's going to be fine. And, you know, I know April hasn't gone well for him again, but he's going to be fine. He's going to throw some big games for us and do a great job. The bullpen will settle in. I'm confident in that. And I do believe we'll get right back on track.
Pete, did anybody talk to Marcus about his reaction in the dugout the other night? Because I know Greg Zahn made a point of it. A lot of other people did talked about it. And I think we know Marcus well enough to know that, you know, your first reaction is he's mad at himself. But it was pretty demonstrative. Did anybody talk to him, or does anybody need to talk to him? Or do you think Marcus kind of understands why people might have drawn that conclusion?
No, there were some discussions, you know, to get to the bottom of it a little bit. And he had all the right answers, that's for sure. And Marcus is a competitor. you know, he truly wants to be out there in every crucial situation. He wants to pitch nine innings every time he goes out there, and that's what you want in a starting pitcher. He's very emotional, you know, but there's a fine line, and, you know, there was a discussion, and you know, everything is good, and everything is, I think there's a learning experience and a learning curve for young pitchers, and, you know, once those discussions happen, they learn from them and move on. But, you know, you can't take the competitiveness away. But, of course, there's always that fine line of, you know, respect and making sure that things are done the right way.